4469 here at Capital in Pomona.
4467, go ahead.
Sorry, that was the last sign up. 4467. Well, I made it through the intersection, 2900. Check engine light popped on as I was leaving. Made it through the intersection and it just died. Turned it off, turned it back on, but the bus doesn't move.
All right, hang on. No other lights or buzzers?
No, just that check engine light. I checked the back for leaks. I mean, I only gave it about a 30-second look-see. I didn't check out that one way in the back on these that can blow, that little deal that can start leaking. But no, that check engine light's still on.
All right. Go put your triangle out if you can, and we got the truck headed your way, okay?
Copy that.
Do you have any throttle, or is it just not going to gear or anything? Reverse?
I haven't taken it past this stop. I mean, I could shot. If it dies totally after this stop, I'd be blocking a couple of driveways, which is why I wanted, you know, I didn't want to mess around with that. I could give it a shot, though, if you want.
Okay, so maintenance in here wants to know, can you put it in neutral, set your parking brake, make sure your doors are closed. Take the parking brake off, put the service brake on, put it in drive, back to neutral, set the parking brake, and see if there's any throttle.
All right, copy that. Hold on just a second.
I'm holding.
Yeah, copy that. I'm rolling.
Do you still have a check engine light?
Copy that.
Okay, are you in a safe location to tie it up and wait for the truck at this point?
I will be right now. Yeah, copy that on the, at the stop of Capitol and Dickinson.
Alright, I copy.
Up at this stop.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure it wasn't a sensor, but if your check engine's still on, go ahead and stay there at Dickinson, and if you can get a triangle out, that'd be great.
Copy that, will do.
And if you can turn the bus off, that'd be great. Thank you.